back with some additional taglines to consider by the committee. So what was emailed out early this afternoon by Will includes the new updated versions for the committee's consideration.
I wasn't here.
I don't have access to.
Go ahead.
You don't have access to what?
To my Denver Healthcare District's email, and I haven't had access to it today. Is it possible for you to send it to my Gmail account? I'm looking at it right now.
Sure. You have access to be able to do that?
Absolutely. I can forward it to her right now. Are you both going in there, so I think he's looking at it too.
I can do it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, just send it.
Thank you.
I just sent a message to Director Wortham as well to just ask her if she's had opportunity to review and respond. She indicated she would review them and give her comments.
Okay. Karen, I'll wait till you open it up to make my comments. Okay, it's Les. I wasn't here last week, of course, but at first I didn't like the different logos, but I didn't see the one you picked. I certainly didn't like the ones that were rejected, so that's good. I like the one that looks like people around a sun, and I think that that's good. I personally like it when it's actually number three of that packet, where it's facing up as if it's the rising sun and people around it, and each of the people are the same size, although different colors. And if there's a feeling that Desert Healthcare District and Foundation needs to be different type, I guess I can live with that. We are the Desert Healthcare District, so I think I have a slight preference to it being all the same font. So that's in terms of the logo. Do you want to talk about logo first before we talk about tagline? I think Desert Healthcare District and Foundation could be maybe not necessarily this big print that's purple, but maybe a smaller one, so that it's all the same. Because it somehow looks like our name is Desert Healthcare.
Right.
Which sounds like a health insurance company or whatever. And I think we need to clearly say that we're the district and foundation.
And you would be fine with all of that on two lines, Desert Healthcare District and Foundation as it is, but just the same font and color?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'd want to probably see it on one line and see how it looked, mm-hmm. but probably, and by doing it across the bottom, it might actually work okay, but I think it's okay.
Okay.
But you may change your mind after I tell you what I want to do about tagline. Karen, what do you think?
Okay, in the A through F, I like F for giving me an option.
We don't have an S.
F is in Frank.
Oh, okay. I guess there. There are two packets.
So, Karen, what I think you're looking at, the A through F, those are variations in how to present district and foundation. All the fonts are actually the same. Just, you know, sometimes district and foundation are all capital, they're bold, sometimes they're lowercase. So mainly that's what that is. And you're saying that you like F of that?
Yes. Font emojis, F is my preferred choice.
Yeah, yeah. They're all capital and they're all bold. Okay.
Look at the second packet.
Yeah, the logo. I'm going to be honest, they look kind of infantile. Like, my mom runs a daycare, so we, like, see things that are aimed at children all the time, and I don't know.
So,
they're not quite necessarily appealing. Now that I look at one, at page one, I think the little people are very large. And out of all of them, one and three are my favorite.
Right, one is pretty much what was suggested last week. We just changed the color of district and foundation to the teal. So that's very similar to last week.
Yeah, I'm okay with one.
Okay.
I think the people need to be a little smaller because they look really large next morning. And I think the light blue, I think less is bright. I think if the, it makes people think that we're like delivering healthcare, it sort of washes out district and foundation.
Do you think the people should be the same size, or do you like the sort of going from small to big?
I like the going from small to big. I think altogether the people just need to be smaller, comparable to our name.
Okay.
Their font, I guess, together should be smaller.
What do you like about the
third
one?
I like that they're upright all together. But now it does look like a sun. Now that I look at it, it looks like a sun. It doesn't necessarily look like people. It looks like a rainbow sun. And I think in the first one, you're still given the image of people.
Yeah, the sun, that is intentional. Just based on last week, it was mentioned that we might have a sunrise or something to convey it's a desert community.
Yeah. It don't look like people anymore.
Okay.
Have sun.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with one. That's like my choice out of all of these. Just with the smaller grouping of the picture.
Don't forget, this is a very small thing on the upper left side of a letterhead, or in the middle of the letterhead, depending on how we do it.
This is going to inform the website. I don't know if they shared this with you or not, but this is like going to inform the website, how the website is like conveyed out to the public and everything else. So this is like our front-facing logo now forever. Well, not forever, until someone asks you to change it again.
Well, and if we have lapel pins, it'll mm-hmm. have the sunburst, you know,
right.
Things like that.
Right. It is important for the visual, for that component to be able to stand on its own as well, which is, you know, counts for the size of it.
Yeah, I would say that on a lapel pin, you're probably, I mean, I guess if you want to do really small, you could do Desert Healthcare District and Foundation. But it's going to be mainly, just like now on the lapel pin, you really see the tower, mm-hmm. and that's the recognized part. I think that I actually think if you're looking at it with just the logo and not the words, the upright one makes more sense. Because if it's on the side there, it's not, and it goes, I guess it goes from small to big. Mm-hmm. That might look funny on a lapel pin.
Is it possible for us to take this to the rest of the board? Option one and option three?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed.
Karen, do you agree with me that probably Desert Healthcare, Desert District, and Foundation need to be all the same font and the same color?
I think the light blue on the district and foundation need to be in much darker color, that's for sure, because it washes off district and foundation, and you're right, it does show that we're just like providing healthcare. The same color, maybe not necessarily. If you go back to, I'm looking at three different documents, I'm not sure what's in front of you, but A through S, the darker orange brown, I'm not sure what color that is, matches pretty well with the little people, and it still distinguishes district and foundation from Desert Healthcare. But we might, I don't know, I'm very visual learner, so.
It's sort of similar to the gold.
We can't get this right now, right? We can't, like, put district foundation all in one color, just to see an example of it right now. The consultants would have to do that for us, correct?
Correct.
But we can present that. I mean, we could present that. I think if you get rid of the ones we know we don't want, if we get rid of the ones we know we don't want, and then just give some variations. Mm-hmm. I think we can take it all to the board.
How about if we take the one and three that we're looking at, and maybe do then just a couple of the different, the district and foundation, as maybe like Karen, you're suggesting in F, mm-hmm. that we have one showing, you know, that kind of brownish color, whatever, and then the other one showing all in the same color.
All purple, yeah.
And then that way we're getting the variation of the two different designs, as well as different looks of fonts and color.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes. Can you make them all bold? Well, at least for X. I think B is great because both Desert Healthcare and the district and foundation stand up because they're both bold. So what I would like to see is S, where Desert Healthcare and district and foundation are bolded.
Right, we can do that.
And I think they should all be caps.
Yeah.
Yes, all uppercase.
I think they should all be caps as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So are we ready to move on to taglines?
Yeah, so I looked at the taglines, and of course I hadn't seen them before, and the problem with the two-word taglines is they're a little confusing to me. I think that there's nothing wrong. I mean, you're not going to use the tagline all the time. You're going to use it in advertisement and things like that. And so I would be happier with a little bit of a longer tagline. And I just fooled around with a couple ones. They're a little too long, but they can be whatever. So for example, our mission is our vision is connecting Coachella Valley residents to health and wellness. Well, that's not a bad tagline, connecting Coachella Valley residents to health and wellness. I actually think that would work. Or you could say, if you didn't want to use the word connecting, you could say helping Coachella Valley residents achieve health and wellness. And then sort of a third one that I thought of, it's sort of a little wonkier. It says promoting equity and access to health and wellness. That sort of brings in some of the whatever. And then finally, I would love to I mean, I might, we might want to experiment with one Coachella Valley. I think that it's an opportunity to bring in one Coachella Valley, but at the very least, the tagline has to have Coachella Valley in it, I think.
What were the comments from last week that people did not like Coachella Valley in there? I think it was Director Wortham that...
She wanted, so her example was what she had created for Kaiser, and that was the Thrive. And so she wanted to be similar to what she had done with them and just have one word. I think it's I think it's really important that Will kind of explains how do you see, based on our communications and marketing plan, the tagline. So do you see it being used often? And if yes, where, and that sort of thing, because I think it's really important for our board members to understand the intent of the tagline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't see it being used that often. As Les said, it would definitely be used in some marketing materials.
Okay.
Bottom of the letterhead, maybe?
Yeah, and daily of our email signatures, something like that.
Okay.
So I think it doesn't necessarily have to be short, but you don't want it to be so wordy that people really don't grasp it immediately, because you don't spend a lot of time looking at the bottom of a letterhead or...
But don't, if you wanted to describe, you know, Desert Healthcare District and Foundation, people say, what's that? Wouldn't it be nice to have, you know, a half a dozen words that tell what we do, like connecting Coachella Valley residents to health and wellness? That's what we do. That is what we do.
It's in our vision statement.
Yeah.
I will say that I do like part of one that you suggested when you talked about access to health and wellness, because, you know, that's mm-hmm. expansion, that's everything that we've been doing, and I don't believe that word ever came up. So that's something to maybe to explore with Lee.
Well, and whenever I've been in community forums and they say, what do we need? The answer is always access to health care.
Well, and that's what we promote.
And last,
my favorite word from last week's meeting was advancing.
I was going to say
so
that.
Maybe advancing wellness for the Coachella Valley residents, advancing access for Coachella Valley residents.
How about advancing access to healthcare for Coachella Valley residents? Is that too long?
I think if you say healthcare, people are going to do like our listening sessions for East Valley voting. They're going to think you're an insurance provider.
Okay, how about promoting
wellness,
access to health?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just say health
mm-hmm.
instead of health care.
I like also...
And that fits in with the
right.
social determinants of health.
Right, exactly. I think when Will and I had spoken to him, the reason why we liked advance is I know from my previous work, and a good example of a presentation we went to just last week on UCR School of Medicine, there is way more resources than people actually know are available. And so, you know, access kind of alludes to that there's not enough. Mm. So I wondered, that's why I think I was really gravitating to that advance word, because, you know, that brings so much more to
right.
the table, right?
Right.
Exactly, thank you, Andreas. It's that moving to the next big leap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was one of my favorite words as well, because it does speak to
advance.
Yeah.
And that's in our strategic plan in numerous locations.
Right.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you had one that says advancing wellness, what do you think about having the term Coachella Valley residents in there, for the Coachella Valley?
How about advancing community wellness to the Coachella Valley?
Advancing community wellness.
Do we really need community?
Advancing wellness in the community?
So community wellness to me is not just about health. It's the whole aspect of what makes wellness. It's that community. It's that tribe. So when I hear the word community, I think tribe. I think a coming together and joining, that connection. So I don't know if I'd want to lose that word for that reason.
So Advancing community wellness in the Coachella Valley.
In the Coachella Valley.
I think that sort of says what we do.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Karen, what do you think?
Can you read that back to me one more time?
Advancing community wellness in the Coachella Valley.
Yes. I think we might also want to bring this one back to the board.
Oh, definitely. We are.
But I think you're right in the need to add the Coachella Valley. And I know when I talk about our work as a district, I am constantly talking about it in a community setting. And I think we understand that as a board, it's the services we provide, the grants we give out, right, it's all done with community because we understand we can't do it ourselves as the district. So I think it sends the right message to everybody.
I like that statement.
Yeah.
You need to coin that in your staff
report. You need to copyright it.
Yeah, I think Karen just hit it on the head, is we can't do it ourselves. We need the community to do it with us, and we need to do it with the community. I think that's powerful.
I've always been a little uncomfortable with the term wellness because it means different things to different people, and it sounds like a flavor of the month, but I think if you say health and wellness, it's too much. Right. And I think that since we're talking about community wellness, it's different than, what was the term that they use when people, it's different than the term meaningfulness,
right,
which is a term that I hate now because everybody uses it and nobody knows what it means. But I think if we say community wellness, we're not just that outdoor wellness.
Well, also if you think it from this way, Les, is what it means to you in your environment, in your backyard, could be completely different to what it means in my backyard.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly, and that's what I like about it is it shows that we're open to understanding. Everybody has a different interpretation of what's important to them, where their priorities lie.
And we can leave it up to the board to decide if they want to end the Coachella Valley in there or not.
Right.
So it's advancing community wellness.
Yeah.
With or without in the Coachella Valley, I would vote for it to be in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've worked so hard to be one Coachella
right.
Valley.
Right, I agree. I think it's powerful.
Okay, so two options then. That's good. With or without Coachella Valley. Very good.
Chris, are you checking to see if you got input?
Well, I guess the question is, now with Chair Director Wortham, shall we draft and send to her what the current recommendations are?
Well, first of all, we have a quorum and a majority of the committee.
I agree with that too.
At the meeting, if she doesn't like it, she can voice her opinion. I don't object to showing some of the other board members some of the other logos because this one looked better to me after I saw the other ones.
So, that's great.
But, you know, I mean, this really does look like an insurance company. But anyway, I think we could do a report from the committee saying this is what we recommend. We have two versions of the logo upright and on the side. Mm-hmm. And I guess on the side it's with changing size of people, but if it's upright, they're all the same size.
Yeah, so. Perfect. Yeah.
And that we also don't want to give people an option. We want all capital letters,
mm-hmm.
and we'll give them a choice of all the same color or the top line and the bottom line being a different color.
Yeah.
And then we'll give them a choice of the two logos.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Do we want to, like you were saying, show what options were considered, or just give them these two?
I would show them.
One of each, one.
Maybe like the D one or something.
The D, well, you can see that, yeah.
The D.
That's the one that you said looked like an insurance company.
This one.
That one.
Yeah, I'd also show them this one too. This one is nauseating.
It doesn't even have a number on it. The one that looks like the Obama thing with the sun. Doesn't this look like the Obama thing? It does. And this, I mean, I show them and just say, these are what we're rejecting. So they don't think we just sat down for 10 minutes and did it.
Okay.
All right, so we got the two other designs. Mm-hmm. And then what we've talked about here is recommended for consideration by the board. And then tagline, is it just the one tagline?
No, it's two versions, with and without Coachella Valley.
Oh, we got it. Okay. So advancing community wellness is one, and then in the Coachella Valley, the other.
Well, advancing community wellness in the Coachella Valley.
And you know, I you might want to give a couple examples of how it's going to be used. Like, just mock up a letterhead. Pick one of them and say, and mock up a letterhead how it's going to be. And maybe even do a lapel pin, which is only going to, we could have just the logo and maybe Desert Healthcare District and Foundation and small letters around it like it does now. That would be fine. Because it's the logo that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Good. Efficient meeting. Are we done?
I have a question.
Go for it.
How does this get reported back to the board?
Great question.
I know we give us like our committee report back. Do we choose someone? Is it just like spontaneously done at the board meeting?
I think it allows a little discussion for the two options that are being presented, and then there's a motion for one to be voted on. And
but I would recommend either somebody from the staff basically give the presentation, because you're going to create the memo. Give the presentation with the clear options, and then open it to discussion.
Right.
And then someone can, and then a board member can make a motion.
Right.
To accept whatever.
Okay.
After there's been some discussion.
Okay. Thank you. That was just my question, like the process of presenting this to the rest of the committee, the rest of the board.
Yeah, because I think Will's going to have to work on some mock-ups and stuff so that it could be in there. And it would be nice if it got sent out ahead of time with the packet. Do you think it can be done by then?
Is that Thursday?
Thursday. It's going to be tough.
Okay, well, I guess not.
There have to be a handout.
Well, I understand, but it is nice if people read it ahead of time.
Right.
You know, then an alternative is that it's on the agenda, and you send out the thing on Monday.
We can send it,
send the document on Monday, so that they have a chance to look at it ahead of time.
Okay.
I just know when you hand out a document at the meeting, you don't have time to absorb it.
Exactly.
All
right, if we can get it in the packet, great. If not, we'll send it out by Monday.
But at least it'll be on the agenda item under the committee report?
That's where we're going to put it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Appreciate it.